WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Monday's Bryan School Board meeting included filing 6 administration openings.
That includes new principals at 4 elementaries, Branch, Mitchell, Neal, and Kemp Carver, along with 2 directors.
I will tell you the exciting thing about our hires is that here we are at the very beginning of May, and administratively we're pretty much hired, and which makes us happy.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says at least one principal vacancy. He says Bowen Elementary Principal Huria Lakhani is stepping down to start a family. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the district's next athletics director when the board meets May 19. And he says a recent job fair resulted in hiring 23 teachers for next year, all with at least 2 years' experience and all who will be going to at-risk schools.
We watch you write a lesson plan. We watch you teach that lesson plan. Then we do a panel interview, and then you go before district administrator for a panel interview. So we vet these out very carefully, and we're hoping it'll pay dividends in the classroom.
In other personnel actions, the board hired Bryan ISD's new director of curriculum and instruction and the district's first fine arts director. Biographies of the new administrators are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The driver of a pickup south of downtown Bryan wasn't able to avoid getting hit by a train, and that closed several railroad crossings Monday afternoon for the better part of 2 hours.
That train stretches from Dodge and Finfeather all the way past Graham Road, so it'll cross over 29th Street, and then it curves towards 2818 and crosses over Graham Road and Brazos.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the train clipped the back end of the truck. The driver was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. May is Travel and Tourism Celebration Month at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB spokesman Jordan Meserle says it began Monday with a hospitality.
We just honor and recognize a few of our partners in the community that have really helped with the tourism.
Jordan Meserle said it began Monday with a hospitality celebration lunch, and a list of winners is online at WTAW.com. The CVB's next event is next Monday, the community celebration at Wolfpin Creek Park.
It's just a celebration of everything that makes Aggieland great. We expose it to the community to say, look at all these people that welcome visitors to our community and make coming to Aggieland so great.
There's no charge to attend and no charge for businesses to set up a booth or display. The recent household hazardous waste collection event generated the largest accumulation of outdated prescription drugs. Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says more than 1,400 pounds were collected in 3 full-sized SUVs.
They take it back to DEA Houston and they incinerate through a filtered incinerator, through a company that does that. And so it's not going into the groundwater, it's not going into the landfills, it's actually being incinerated properly. So it's out of the hands of anyone that may abuse it, and it's not contaminating our earth.
For those who missed the hazardous waste collection, outdated drugs can be dropped anytime in the lobby of the sheriff's office. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
6:10, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Normandy Tractor. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. They're your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody.
Bright sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be warm. They'll work their way up to 85. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds are going to move in during the day tomorrow. Highs are going to be around 85. Tomorrow night, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, near 70 degrees. Thursday, lots of clouds. May even see a shower or a thunderstorm come through. By Thursday afternoon, highs once again should be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with the look at your sports. Coming up in a little bit, Nick Banks from the A&M baseball team was named the SEC Freshman of the Week. Men's golf team for Texas A&M is headed to the national championships. At least they get into the first round. Local high school baseball playoffs are set. And Zach Mecklenburger may or may not have tested positive for drugs during his football screening for the NFL. We'll have all that and more in sports. Do that for you here in about 6:50.
Who's he?
The quarterback for LSU.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Big feller.
Yeah. See how that works out for him.
He wasn't the only one, though. Good heavens, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Just listed, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Which, you know, is not a lot, but it's about 6 too many. Well, especially, look.
They know they're going to these
camps.
That's
right. We're, you know, let's all be grown-ups here. They talk, among the things that players talk about is how long that stuff stays in your system, okay?
Yep.
It's not like they're babies when it comes to that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I miscounted.
Oh.
Mettenberger is one of 10 prospects
well,
with
okay.
positive tests from the combine.
Okay. Yeah, poppy seeds. That's right. I was eating poppy seeds on my bagel. Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you didn't go into much detail, Rob, didn't in the weather, but yeah, I know you may have stuff that you're planning to do on Friday, but we got a 50-50 chance of rain, and I'm going to tell you that we pretty much need to rain, okay?
So if you could, wash your car Thursday?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a 40% on Thursday. You may want to jack it back to or Thursday night. Jack it back to tomorrow and wash it. Maybe that'll speed things up. But there is a mention of rain tomorrow at 20%. Again, 30% during the day on Thursday, then 40% on Thursday night and 50-50 on Friday and Friday night. So, again, we do need the rain. It's going to be windy again today, too.
Oh, so windy.
Yesterday, man, my allergies were just not... I was not happy about that. And I think grass is pretty high right now. But, you know, also a lot of people have started cutting some of the grass that they let stay up because the wildflowers are here. Now that the wildflowers are dying off, they're mowing a little bit more. But, yeah, yesterday. Speaking of,
yes.
Most people with allergies can lead a pretty normal life by staying away from whatever it is that they react to, right?
Sure.
Okay. Logic. Again, that's right. If you go to the allergist says, let's figure out what you're allergic to and let's just stay away from it, okay?
Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Yeah. Then don't do that.
That's right. So anyway, well, that can work, but it's not quite so simple for Junior Rucroft. He's a schoolboy because the 7-year-old's allergic to himself.
Oh, no.
He faces the risk of life-threatening reactions or asthma attacks every day because his body reacts badly to his own hair follicles. This kid, he's from Ireland, has been admitted to a hospital more than 50 times because of the asthma attacks that are keyed by the allergies. I mean, you're allergic to yourself. That's pretty scary. See how all that works out for him. So it's no secret that a woman can be extreme. I was going to stop and read this whole thing before I did it out loud. No secret that women can be extremely emotional during pregnancy. However, one pregnant woman in Chicago, taking things a little too far, Maida Phelan, arrested after she reportedly stabbed her boyfriend. She was furious because the boyfriend did not purchase a gift on her birthday. Okay, just saying.
You got to remember those things.
You do. You really do. In any situation, but certainly then.
Info.
Mation, because if you don't, somebody's going to get all stabby.
It's right there. Okay.
Lesson learned.
That's right. Start poking you. Yeah.
Unless you happen to not be allergic to knives.
How'd he die? Metal poisoning.
That's yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had red spots all over him.
Acute infection.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is day 126. It's May the 6th. Day 126, 239 of them to go. Today is National Teachers Day. So there, you'll celebrate that. It's also National Nurses Day. It's No Homework Day.
Hey, see, now.
Make a deal with your teacher. You know, and I know there's some schools that don't have homework. I know that. But make a deal with your teacher. Tell them you'll celebrate National Teachers Day if they'll celebrate National No Homework Day. See how that works out. We have a story on this today, but it's a Tourist Appreciation Day. Actually, we appreciate your money more than we appreciate you, but I'm just saying.
If you could come and just leave your money and go away,
that'd be all right.
That'd
too.
Be great.
Yeah, it would. It's Wildflower Week. This obviously done by Yankees since the wildflowers are coming on down here in God's country. We've already had them, but thanks a lot. We know that's the way y'all do things back north. And it's no diet day, so some celebrate every day.
Yep.
If you're doing the diet thing, then go for it. All right, here are your birthdays.
Chris Ball is 29 years old from the Los Angeles Clippers. They advanced in the playoffs. Adrian Palinitsky is 31 from Friday Night Lights. Gabori Sibley?
That's kind of close, but not. Yeah, it's actually Gabori Sabidi.
Sabidi.
Uh-huh.
Everybody called her Gabby from Precious. Martin Brodeur, I got that one right, 42 years old, Hall of Fame goalie. George Clooney's 53. Roma Downey is 54. She's made a little money in the last couple of years.
She would fall off and hurt herself. Yes, she would. Anyway.
Tom Berenger's 59 from Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos.
What? America's Tom Berenger?
Bergeron.
Oh, Bergeron. Okay.
Tom Berenger's made some, but
he
hasn't been
very good. I was
saying,
he'd be a lot
more. Okay. He's the troubled actor guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
England's prime minister for most of the Bush years, Tony Blair, 61.
Been here.
Alan Dale from NCIS. He was there for the first two seasons, 67. Bob Seger, without his silver bullet band, is 69. And Willie May, Say Hey Willie, is 83 today.
There you go. Sigmund Freud, had he taken better care of himself and still be alive? You know, he... Born in 1856.
Too many jokes.
Yeah, okay.
Too many jokes.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new report from the National Employment Law Project highlights the weakness of the so-called Obama economic recovery. Now, Time magazine reports the following, quote, lower wage industries accounted for 22% of recession job losses, but are responsible for 44% of the hiring in the so-called recovery. Now, there are almost 2 million more low-wage workers than there were at the start of the recession. High-wage jobs accounted for 41% of job losses, but have only grown 30% since the recession. And mid-wage jobs, well, that made up 37% of job losses, but only 26% of recent employment growth. Now, that means there are almost 2 million fewer high and mid-wage jobs than there were before 2008. America deserves better.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I want you to think of all the special mothers in your life. For example, your mom, all those years for you, and grandma, all she does for everybody. Moms are very special. They only have one special day a year. That's Mother's Day. You need to tell them how much you appreciate all their kindness and goodness all year long. Now, my wife's favorite gift. I'm talking about freshly dipped, enormous, delicious, juicy, mouthwatering strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Now, it starts at just $19.99, a 40% savings. You can double the order of berries for $10 more. Just go to berries.com. Berries.com. You can also top them with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. I bet your mouth is watering right now. Once you see them, you're going to think, oh, I can't eat them. Then you're going to try it, then you won't stop eating them. So call now, 866-FRUIT-02 for all the moms in your life, or go to their website. See how awesome they are. Berries, berries.com. Click on the radio microphone, upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Hannity. Berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in my name. This deal expires Friday at midnight. Order now for mom to tell her you love her.
Well, we're hoping we'll get some rain later on this week, and if it happens, that's a good thing. You know, taking care of your lawn is a situation that does take some attention. I mean, it's not going to happen just by itself. You need a little bit of help there. And some companies do lead the way when it comes to innovating, and that's what they've always done. And ABC Home and Commercial Services is one of those companies. They are an innovator. Synthetic chemical lawn fertilizer. ABC's getting away from them. They've adopted a more environmentally responsible system to make sure that your lawn is healthy. Their natural turf program is a combination of natural liquid and dry, slow-release plant nutrients that are designed to stimulate the soil and improve the relationship between the turf and the soil. And what you get is a prettier lawn that feels really good, and you feel good knowing that you've helped to safeguard the environment. And because their skilled lawn crews work all over the area on a regular basis, odds are they're already pretty close by fertilizing your neighbor's yard, because you get better things done that way than, you know, you've got a great-looking lawn, and the experts from ABC Home and Commercial Services are there for you. Tell Bobby Jenkins A&M class of 81, that you need his folks to come on out and do that. You can reach him at 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services, that's their website too. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Have you ever walked into a place of business and felt like you were discovering something for the very first time? That's what you'll experience at Tricia Barksdale Designs. Tricia is an award-winning florist that has created a charming and unique gift shop to complement her floral design business. You know what I mean? Those items that make you say, "Isn't that cute? I need one of those." Or maybe even two. Aggie gifts as well. Tricia Barksdale Design, corner of Welburn Road and Rock Prairie in College Station. 693-5387 or log on to TrishaBarksdale.com.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A big pharmaceutical deal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Bayer is buying Merck's consumer care business. The deal is valued at more than $14 billion. Bayer says the acquisition will make it the world's second largest maker of non-prescription medications. Walmart scored a modest victory in the competitive world of e-commerce. For the first time in a decade, Walmart's worldwide web sales grew faster than Amazon's in a 12-month period. Numbers from the trade publication Internet Retailer show Walmart sales jumped 30%, while Amazon saw a 20% increase. Amazon still outsells Walmart on the web. In fact, last year, Amazon's sales topped the combined sales of the next 10 biggest e-tailers. General Motors is hoping drivers whose small cars are part of the controversial ignition switch recall will stay loyal to GM. The automaker is offering employee pricing on a new GM vehicle to owners of recalled cars. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know that we've found anything official yet, but there's a lot of traffic being redirected over here by Rock Prairie if you happen to be driving down in this part of the county. This morning, they're doing some work. They're pouring some more concrete on the bridge with one of those big pumpy things. You know,
supposed to be done at 6, yeah, but apparently not.
Well, no, they're still doing that, and I think they had the police lights down here. So
yeah, it was weird driving in with nothing coming from the other direction this morning.
Yep, so anyway, we'll keep you posted on that, but they should be done before the sun comes up, I'm thinking. So things are different in India. You know, they just do things differently over there.
Yes, they do.
They're a half a world away, of course.
You're right, of course. You know, anyway, apparently they don't have facilities for the public to use when the call of nature happens for guys, you know.
No.
So the guys just stop and take care of the business right there on the street, okay, in public. In public. Anyway, that's apparently a major problem. So to tackle that problem, an anonymous activist group that is called the Clean Indian has come up with a rather extreme solution. Armed with water hoses, they drive around with a tanker truck that's filled with water, and they spray down the men if they're caught in the act of actually relieving themselves on this.
I like it.
That's unpleasant.
Problem solved.
Well, I think so. And the other thing is they've got it up on YouTube, so you know, I guess they're showing.
Oh,
this could
see,
happen to
that's
you.
Just cruel.
I would agree. Anyway,
We've asked you not to.
Problems, have they?
Problem solved.
I guess they have. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They may be running.
If
PSAs.
They've been warned, then
well, yeah,
they've been warned.
Well, come on.
Well, come on. Yeah, should they even be doing that?
Do you really need to say, hey, don't pee in the street?
I don't know.
Don't do that.
I think they might have much bigger things to worry about
than
where they urinate.
That's a good point.
Although maybe that's the start of where that's the place they could start.
Again, they do. I'm sure they have. There are many of them over there who have. And I don't know, it's India. There's 1 billion people. I'm guessing that these people aren't in a whole lot of places. You know, they may be in Bangalore and they may be in Delhi.
Have you seen a map where they draw a circle around most of India and a big part of China and say half the world's population lives in that circle?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It's not a big circle.
That's pretty scary. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I got a couple of comments about the situation over there in India.
Uh-huh.
First of all, their major problem is that they started off as a British colony, so they're kin to the Brits.
Gotcha. We'll give them that, yeah.
And public urination is not that big a deal in most of the undeveloped world. It's just a question of whether you face away from the public or towards the public.
That's a good point. Okay. Yeah, that's true. You don't
it's
have
all
to
a matter of direction.
Yeah.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
On the radio broadcast this morning, you indicated... I think that today is National Tourist Day or something.
It is National Tourist Appreciation Day.
Okay, years ago when living in and driving tour buses and shuttle buses at Grand Canyon National Park, we as drivers were urged not to refer to people as tourists, but to refer to them as visitors and guests.
Oh, that's very nice. So now you used to drive a bus on the tour of the Grand Canyon?
Yes, I drove for years. I drove people to the edge.
Well, I mean, like, now
very
was it
nice.
Was it like a great old big bus, or was it like a smaller, maybe 15 or 20 passenger vehicle?
No, anywhere up to 53 passengers on a bus.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And how long did you do that?
Over 6 years as a tour bus driver, and before that, 2 summers as a shuttle bus driver.
What?
Now, a shuttle bus, once you're in the national park, you've paid to get into the national park. The shuttle buses, two different.
Okay.
To the overlooks is free.
Okay. Wow. That's
okay.
Now, did you talk while you were driving?
Yes.
Oh, wow. No kidding. Wow. Okay. Well, very good. Well, all right. If we're making a trip soon, we'll call you so you can kind of give us a virtual tour before we get there. Thanks for the call this morning. I appreciate that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So.
I don't know that I want my driver talking if I'm going to the Grand Canyon.
This is just the greatest show.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway, guests. They're not tourists. They're guests. So that's it. It's Guest Appreciation Day today. All right. That sounds a lot better. We still want your money, though.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Here's our weather. 85 for a high temperature today and kind of breezy, actually, up to about 25 miles an hour of the gust. Same thing for tonight. Still be breezy. 67 is the low. We'll be up to 85 tomorrow. Then, fingers crossed, got rain in the forecast on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 72 for our high temperature, 86 for our high temperature on Thursday, 84 on Friday, and 86 on Saturday. And again, a 40% chance of rain on Thursday night and 50% during the day and at night on Friday. Right now we got winds out of the south at 9 miles an hour, 93% relative humidity, mostly cloudy, and it's 64.
What you touch, smell, and see can have a huge impact on how you think and behave. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors, its all-terrain design is beautifully formed, weather-resistant, reliable, astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances, and it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org. to see how you can help.
Your senses have an interesting impact on your own thoughts and behaviors. For instance, your sense of smell.
When you smell something really, really gross, you tend to be harsher in your moral judgments.
Professor Thelma Lobel, author of the book Sensation, The New Science of Physical Intelligence.
The same dilemmas that people heard when they smell something really bad, they judge them harsher compared to the same dilemmas when they felt when they didn't smell anything. So smell also influences our decisions, our judgments.
Other studies show that what you touch before and during an interaction with someone else affects how that interaction goes.
If you touch a smooth surface or an object compared to a rough object, you perceive an interaction as smoother or rough interaction. Or if you touch a hard object compared to a soft object, you're a softer negotiator. You're more willing to change your initial offer just because you touch something soft or because you sit on a softer chair.
Even color has an effect. Groups of men were shown a picture of a woman, but with different colored backgrounds.
Those who saw the photo depicted against the red color perceived that woman as more attractive, more desirable, and even to spend more money on her on a date.
Tomorrow, how taking a shower makes you more likely to cheat. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. There'll be at least eight new administrators next year in the Bryan School District.
The Bryan School Board filled six openings. Their biographies are online at WTAW.com. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's excited to have most of the vacancies filled the first week of May.
Because in years past, we've had a couple in June and July, late hires, and so it feels good to have these positions secured with quality people before the school year's even concluded.
There will be five new elementary principals. Four were hired yesterday to take over. Kemp Carver, Neil, Mitchell, and Branch also hired were Bryan ISD's first fine arts director and a new curriculum director. Dr. Wallace says he hopes to have a recommendation for the next athletics director in 2 weeks, and he just received the resignation of the principal at Bowen Elementary. One personnel action that won't happen this year is offering Bryan School District employees an early resignation incentive.
We're putting our money back into the students now, and this year we're going to move forward with other things, and that's not been discussed at this point, or has even been brought up by the board this year either.
The incentive was available the last 3 years. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station Elementary School is expected to have classes today after being closed for the second time in 6 months due to a waterline leak. Southwood Valley Elementary also had no after-school program Monday because repairs were expected to take all day. Getting in and out of downtown Bryan Monday afternoon was tricky for the better part of 2 hours after a train clipped a pickup. Officer Kelly McEthan says this was at Dodge and Finfeather.
Basically, the truck stopped at the railroad tracks. The arms came down on top of the cab of the vehicle. So the driver decided to make a U-turn because there was a vehicle on the other side of the track. So they did a U-turn, and as they stopped, when they turned, the train clipped the back end.
The driver of the pickup was taken to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. Crossings were blocked between Dodge and Sims while police and Union Pacific conducted separate investigations. Another Bryan intersection was closed during Monday's morning commute for more than 3 hours. Investigators were told a semi swerved to miss another vehicle. That caused the semi to roll on its side. The delay was due to the time to offload large windows to another trailer. The trucker was checked at the scene for minor injuries. One of three BTU employees injured during a fire last week at the Atkins Street Power Plant has died. Earl Robinson passed away Sunday at a Houston hospital from critical injuries. Robinson, who was a production support operator, worked 13 and a half years at BTU. Before that, he was a minister for the Churches of Christ for more than 20 years in North Dakota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The Convention and Visitors Bureau kicked off May's Travel and Tourism Celebration Month on Monday with a luncheon to award those who helped grow this sector of the local economy.
We call them like the frontline service employees, so we've had a few nominations of like the bellhop or a taxi driver or the gas station worker that's just done something to really make the experience in Aggieland a little bit better.
The CVB's Jordan Meserol says you're invited to Wolfpin Creek Park next Monday to see all that's available.
Last year we had bounce houses, we had restaurants handing out food samples, we had hotels, we even had a limo out there, we had a fire truck out there. It's a free event, just come on out, bring the family, heck, you can maybe even get dinner out of it.
A list of this year's CVB award winners is online at WTAW.com. A record amount of outdated prescription drugs was collected at the recent Household Hazardous Waste event. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Drug Enforcement Agency joins the operators of Twin Oaks Landfill twice a year. Deputy Ed Frank says outdated drugs can be dropped off anytime in the lobby of the Sheriff's Office.
The proper way to get rid of it is incinerate it, and the only way to do that is to have the DEA take it. Law enforcement's the only one that can get it, so you can't take it back to your pharmacy. They're not allowed by law. And so law enforcement's the only people that can actually take custody of it. So that's why we do it.
More than 1,400 pounds of prescriptions will be incinerated by the DEA, keeping it out of the landfill and wastewater treatment plants. Employer-provided health care plans could be going away, says a doctor with the Texas Medical Association. Dr. Bernard Swift says there is a developing trend by employers to move toward defined contribution plans and away from distribution plans. He says the biggest issue is the tax treatment of those contribution plans.
Right now, the employee insurance benefit is tax-exempt, so employees do not pay tax on that. But if employers were to rescind that and instead make a cash payment to those employees, that's going to be taxable.
Dr. Swift says if Congress were to treat the payment to employees as a tax exemption, more employers would move toward contribution plans. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 63 degrees. This Look at News brought to you by the MRI Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Show Mom how sweet she is with a gift from the Chocolate Gallery. She'll love our chocolate-covered strawberries available for a limited time, just for Mother's Day.
Designer cupcakes and glazed cookies perfect for a sweet treat. Or select chocolate truffles and bonbons for a custom box of chocolates with all Mom's favorites.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit is not working. Give them a call. They'll get you connected to one while they fix yours. 690-2278. Here's weather.
Sunshine in the forecast for today, courtesy of high pressure out over the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. There are some clouds close by, and by tomorrow they'll start to work their way into our region. But we'll have sun today, 85, partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70, turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 85. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, a low of 70. Clouds, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm for Thursday, 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where A&M outfielder Nick Banks was named SEC Freshman of the Week. The Texas A&M men's golf team is on their way to Raleigh, North Carolina for the NCAA Regionals. High school playoffs are all set. We've got dates and times that you need for catching up with that. Plus, Zach Mettenberger produced a diluted urine sample in his scouting combine, along with at least 10 others. We have that and more coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
Diluted.
Yeah, that is in NFL parlance. That means it's pretty much a positive test.
Not the way it's supposed to be.
Nope.
Got it. Okay. Well, just because your sister is the first lady doesn't mean you can stay the basketball coach Oregon State, does it?
It do not.
Craig Robinson was fired as the head men's basketball coach. Of course, he went 94-105 in six seasons, didn't get to the NCAAs. School still owes him $4 million. He'll probably get a gig somewhere. Let's see. White House reacted angrily yesterday.
Wonder if he still has health care.
Yeah, really. White House angry yesterday about this select House committee. So, see how this works out. Having to do with Benghazi. When asked about the new probe, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said, quote, "The facts of yesterday are the facts of today. 25,000 plus pages of documents, many briefings, much testimony, and all have failed to provide Republicans with what they want politically. The facts begin not to matter to those who fervently want to believe in something else."
No, I think that latest crop of emails is exactly what the Republicans had asked for, albeit a year and a half ago.
Yeah, well, it takes a while. It takes a while. They had to go get the paper. They had to reload the printer over and over again. I mean, think about that.
Dude, it's been like 2 years.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Dude!
Dude, really? Dude, we're going to play the dude card. Anyway.
Well, the whole thing with this, if they would just come clean. No, here's all of it. And then they have the biggest, fattest rub your nose in it of all time.
Yeah, but excuse me, give me a Republican or Democrat who'd do that.
Oh no, absolutely. I'm just saying they're complaining about it. Release the documents and then go. See, there's nothing. Y'all shut up and go away.
Now, Kevin, this is the most open and transparent administration in the history of America
of all time. Exactly.
Liar.
Remember Joni Ernst? She's the one who's talking about how she used to fix pigs.
Running
for Senate. She's got a new commercial out now.
Does she?
It's not quite as good.
Oh,
I mean,
that's disappointing.
She has such great lines, you know, I could make them squeal and all that, but not bad. I mean, she rides up in her Harley wearing leather, gets her, looks like a 9mm, and then, you know, she's got a gun at the shooting range and she shoots, and, you know, they bring the target in and most everything's in the red and says, you know, she aims pretty well. And anyhow, she says that she'll take aim at the things that need to be taken care of in D.C. She's basically a long shot to win the Republican primary. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, good advertising. She's got a good advertising campaign as far as that part.
She looks silly, though.
Well, yeah, anyway. Well, we'll see. A new gun. Well, we'll talk about the new gun maybe in the next hour. Let's talk about the vehicles that our members of the House of Representatives drive. Because last week, the House approved a funding bill for operations of the legislative branch for 2015. They voted to freeze the House budget and, again, to block any pay raise for the members. But they refused to take another step on the budget, and that was rejecting a plan to stop members from using some of their office account money to lease automobiles. Now, according to Richard Nugent, who's a Republican from Florida, today members of Congress lease Lexuses, BMWs, Infinities, Acuras, and Mercedes. And he said there ought to be a ban on this. Having a personal car basically paid for by the taxpayer should no longer be allowed.
I didn't hear any American cars in there.
No, as a matter of fact. Anyway, it got voted down 221-196, which is fairly close. Now, the numbers from the House Statement of Disbursements do show that 63 House members are spending $38,000 per month on auto leases, which totals out to about $461,000 a year. That is an average of $610 per month per lawmaker per lease. Okay?
That's a crappy lease term.
Yeah. 36 Democrats come in at $604 a month. 27 Republicans come in at $618 a month. Number one, most money spent on auto leases in each month by Randy Neugebauer, Republican from Texas. Woo-hoo!
Where is he from?
Oh, I think he's out near Lubbock, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, two leases, one for $985 a month, the other for $333.
What's he got, a Bugatti?
And an Uga, a Yugo, whatever they're called. Uga, Kia,
Uga.
Uga.
So he's got, that's what they need to be driving.
That's right. So he's got two of those. So he's number one up there. Let's see some
other. Yeah, he's number one.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. Eddie Bernice Johnson. She's doing $900 a month. Way to go, Eddie Bernice. We appreciate that. Joe Barton, fighting Texas Aggie, $884 a month.
I've got friends with mortgages in those ranges.
That's right. John Culberson, from a Republican from Texas, at $880 a month.
That's more than my mortgage payment a month.
Gene Green, $725 a month. He's a Republican from Texas. Those Republicans doing pretty well, aren't they? All right, let's scroll on down. We'll find Bill Flores, $455.
See, that's okay.
It does show him as a Democrat in the list. He probably shouldn't be too happy about that.
Well, we'll have to ask him about that tomorrow.
I will, yeah. I have to say, by the way, did you know that you switched parties?
Is there something you're not telling us?
I think we need to send some of those kidney cards that way.
Xavier Becerra, who's a Democrat from California, in at $271 a month. What can you get in D.C.? What can you lease for $271 a month? You know? Like a Cushman?
Bicycle.
Yeah.
A Cushman scooter.
Something
I love
like
it.
That. Yeah. Anyhow, but that's where that's going, and so we'll see. Next hour, Guns and Roses. Guns and Roses in Washington.
We'll Pistols and posies.
Yeah.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There's a special spot in your garden, perhaps as yet unplanted, where the perfect little plant could add an exclamation point to its surroundings. Curiously, that chosen place is several feet off the ground, and it's waiting there for a lovely hanging baskets. Bountiful Baskets, the topic of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants and our shrubs have taken a real beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro, two fine names I hope you'll remember. On special at Lowe's starting May 8th through May 12th, Miracle-Gro Liquifeed will be 30% off on any two kits or refills. Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Ask for them by name. Hanging baskets are decorative, they're functional, and they're easy. Visit any fine gardening center today. You'll find a wealth of choices both in baskets and the plants to grow in them. Wire baskets lined with sphagnum moss allow you to grow in through the sides for a quicker cover and fuller look. Heavier iron baskets are much sturdier and they're often sold in larger sizes. Clay containers work well, as can wooden baskets and tubs. Even plastic baskets will suffice, although they generally lack the natural look. There are lots of nice choices of baskets. Always choose a lightweight, highly organic potting mix for your hanging basket. It needs to include at least half brown sphagnum peat moss by volume and 20 to 25% pine bark mulch. The remainder could be perlite. It's a lightweight, inorganic material that captures and holds moisture for plant roots. This soilless planting medium will lack natural nutrients, so add a teaspoon or two of an encapsulated timed-release plant food a week or two after planting. Apply a diluted, water-soluble, complete and balanced plant food with each watering as well. Secure your hanging basket with sturdy supports. Wrought iron hooks and brackets are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Lead anchors can be inserted into mortar joints to hold the hooks and brackets. If you're hanging a large basket for an eave or a tree limb, use a large, long hook. Screw it into a solid support beam or a suitably large branch. Never wrap any means of support around a tree branch. Hang the basket with cable, not wire or chain, for maximum strength. Use small cable clamps to secure it and insert a swivel or clip in line to allow it to rotate freely. Many of us have used pulleys to allow us to raise our baskets high into the tree's canopies and then to lower them for routine maintenance. Tie the cable to a second hook somewhere low on the tree's trunk. Use gloves to protect your hands as you raise and lower large baskets. I do the same thing with our big bird feeders. Now, watering high baskets can present unusual challenges. Drip irrigation lines work well unless the squirrels eat through them, but you also can use a long-handled watering wand with an on and off valve, and that can really help you as well. Take a look at a nursery near you for all the different options you have in plants for those baskets. It's an exciting time. I'm Neil Sperry. Maximize the evenings in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M outfielder Nick Banks was tabbed as the SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggies winning 2 of 3 against the number 5 team in the country, the LSU Tigers, over the weekend. Banks overcame a couple drops and defensive miscues on the weekend to play a big role in A&M's series win over the Tigers. Banks went 5 for 7 with 2 doubles, 1 run, and 1 RBI. The number 11 Texas A&M men's golf team was selected as the number 4 seed at the NCAA regional tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina for golf. The selection committee revealed the numbers to complete the field for the 2014 Men's Division I Golf Championship. The local high school playoffs are set. Bryan will take on Lake Travis in Game 1 of the series Friday night at 7:30 in Austin. And you can check out the triple play, by the way, that we talked about yesterday on WTAW.com. That game broadcast live on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Now, on the other side of town, top-ranked College Station is headed to New Caney Thursday to kick off their area series against Dieball. That game is at 7, and you can catch that one on Peace 107. As we get ready for the NFL draft and figure out where Johnny Football is going to be playing for the rest of his tenure, the LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger produced a diluted urine sample at February scouting combine, a source confirmed to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. A diluted sample is usually regarded as a failed test under the NFL's drug testing program. Mettenberger's dilute sample was reported Monday by ProFootballTalk.com. Mettenberger is one of more than 10 prospective positive tests from the combine, sources told Schefter. Fox Sports reported that the Florida State defensive tackle Timmy Jernigan, LSU defensive tackle Anthony Johnson, Florida State linebacker Telvin Smith, and Christian Jones were among the other players who failed tests. Jernigan, by the way, is projected as a first-round pick. On out to the NBA in the playoffs, the Washington Wizards and Los Angeles Clippers opened their respective conference semifinals with road victories. The Wizards popped the Pacers 102-96, and the Clippers routed the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-105. Philadelphia 76ers guard Michael Carter Williams has been named the NBA's Rookie of the Year. San Antonio Spurs needed 7 games to outlast Dirk Nowitzki and the Dallas Mavericks. Tiago Splitter and the Spurs made life difficult for Nowitzki in the opening round. Now they get Nowitzki 2.0 in the Western Conference semifinals when Portland's LaMarcus Aldridge comes to town. Here's Tim Duncan on round 2 of the playoffs for the San Antonio Spurs.
It's going to be a tough series, and I think we both went through a pretty grueling first-round series. We're all going to be ready to go. We're all going to be ready to lace them up again and see what happens.
Spurs and Trailblazers tip it off tonight in San Antonio at 7. In the NHL, Pittsburgh has a 2-1 series lead in the NHL Conference semifinals, where L.A. has a 2-0 lead as well. The Pens down the New York Rangers 2-0. The Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-1. In Major League Baseball, Jordan Lyles pitched 8 strong innings as the Colorado Rockies beat the Texas Rangers 8-2. Coach Ron Washington was impressed with the Rockies starter.
You got to give him credit. You know, he moved his fastball around. He had a good cutter working tonight. He threw a slider. And he got a hand to the hitters. And when he was a hand to the hitters, he was able to put them away.
Nolan Arendo also homered to extend his hitting streak to 25 games. It's the longest in the major leagues this season. Troy Tulowitzki homered twice for his first multi-homer game of the season and the ninth of his career. On out of the PGA, where Tiger Woods says his recovery from back surgery is going more slowly than expected, the world's top-ranked player says he's not sure when he's going to return to the game. In a wide-ranging blog on his website, Woods says that he remains sore from the incision spot during the March 31st operation for a pinched nerve in his back. The surgery forced him to miss the Masters for the first time. No word on his return. And finally, Texas A&M senior Allison Garrett was named to the SEC Softball Community Service Team for the second straight year. And that has been a look at your sports. And it's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All new Dr. Phil. Their children mysteriously died 3 months apart.
We've been accused of something that we didn't do.
The evidence examined.
You have a child dead as a result of blunt force trauma to the head.
You said there were broken ribs.
I don't believe my child had any sort of abuse.
The parents want to clear their names.
I have nothing to hide.
Would you like to take a polygraph?
All new Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, weekdays at 4 p.m. on KXHD.
Celebrate mom this year with a gift from the 2014 Pandora Mother's Day Collection at Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan. Tell your mom everything she means to you with the Pandora Forever in My Heart gift set, featuring one sterling silver clasp bracelet, one mother's heart charm, and 2 clear cosmic star clips in a porcelain box for $200 while supplies last. See Texas Rose Boutique for more details. Show her your love with Pandora, and happy Mother's Day from Texas Rose Boutique.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store's local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
It's Mother's Day, and you need to get mom some flowers. If you think you're getting individual attention when you call those 1-800 numbers, think again. You're getting a room full of telemarketers that have no idea what makes the perfect arrangement. Tricia Barksdale Design knows floral design, detail, and structure. Tricia Barksdale is a talented local florist who supports you in giving back to our community. And she is a local phone call away. 693-5387, located at Wilburn Road in Rock Prairie. Do the right thing for mom this year. Call Tricia Barksdale Designs. 693-5387.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right. Going to be warm again today and kind of breezy, too. Winds up to about 25 miles an hour in gusts today and tonight. 85 for a high today, 67 tonight. We're back up to 85 tomorrow, and the winds will still be up. Chance of rain enters the forecast on Wednesday at Wednesday night at 20%. It's up to 30% on Thursday, 40% on Thursday night, and then Friday and Friday night a 50-50 chance of showers. And yeah, you may have stuff to do, but we do need the rain, quite honestly. And anyhow, right now what we're looking at outside is the sun's coming up, 93% relative humidity, winds out of the south at 9 and it's 64.